very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk at the Women's Round Table. I'm Marvelous Nhlanganya. We are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. This Thursday, June the 10th, 2021, due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
And I'm Zithandekile Mhlanga. Today in our program, we'll be looking at issues concerning women, starting with COVID-19, which is impacting on every body in the country and in the world. With the Minister of Health saying as of 9 June 2021, 39,432 cases have been recorded to date since the outbreak of the virus last year, with 36,917 recoveries and 1,622 deaths.
And also, when we look at the number of COVID-19 vaccines that have actually been administered in the country, currently the Ministry of Health say that they have given the COVID-19 vaccine to 689,920 people who have been vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus. And they're also saying that for them to reach herd immunity, they need to vaccinate over 10 million people in the country. And there's also been currently news that some of the vaccines are not in good supply at the moment, but we heard the Minister of Information coming out and saying that they are sourcing some vaccines that are expected to be coming in next week.
Yes, and we saw that the ministry says it received 25,000. Yes, some may say the number is less of vaccines from China yesterday. We saw that the Minister of Health is also acknowledging that cases of COVID-19 are rising again in the country, with 111 reported yesterday and also 5 deaths. And besides the COVID-19, we'll also be looking at the projects which some women are doing in the country and abroad, which assist them in their day-to-day lives, as we see that many lives have been impacted by COVID-19.
Not forgetting, Standakile, that we'll also be looking at the demolitions currently happening in the country. And we also, right now, actually, I have the wife of Mr. Mainga Hama, who was recently let out of prison, and she is at a place where her network is not very good. So I'm quickly going to take her so we can hear her story and then come back to our main program. Makabi ya mai mai ngama. Ehe, mo tauri sambija. Na taura yenyu, kwa muri ko kwa kadi kwa muri. Hello? Hello, mai mai ngama. Mkutu nswere. Hello?
Hello.
Ehe, ti taurewo starenyu iye jene kwa muri parishin.
Naipa, jujina mai ngama from Glenview, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Ehe. Mai mai yenga matinoona kuti murume wenyu akabva kubva musungwa mazuva apfuura aya makatitaura kuti makanzwa sei pamakanzwa kuti akange aregererwa kwemakore anokwana iwo 8.
Ndichitanga kunzwa news idzi ndakaita kunge confusion chaiyo kutadza kuziva kuti ndokunyatsonzwa chaizvo chaizvo kana kuti ndakanganisa kunzwa. Shock to me.
Zvamira zvakadaro vana vakatambira sei nawi.
Musiwe kutanga tichivaudza havana kundibhilivha bhikozi ndaigara kuti baba vachabuda zverusini saka usuni wacho wenge usasavange unge vasisaunzwisise kuti suni yamhama mhama vanenge vachingotinyepera kuti dhedhi vachauya dhedhi vachauya saka pavakangoti hoo ndikati until vazoona ndasvika navo pamba and they were surprised.
Saka zvazvakaii zvamaisangana nazvo panguva iyo vakange vari muusungwa zvamungati matambudziko amungati vamwewo madzimai vane varume vavo vari muusungwa vangadzidze kubva kwamuri
matambudziko andingaedze kutsanangura anosanganikana navo kana munhu uine murume ari muusungwa saiti inonetsa kukugamuchira kazhinji kacho social life yako inochinja shamwari chaidzo dzaunotamba nadzo dzinenge dzatochinja une nzvimbo dzaunenge wakutarisirwa kuti idzi handifanenge ndiripo nekuda kwokuti iwe unenge wa single parent ende vanhu vakakuona vamwe vanenge vachida kukunzwira tsitsi vamwe ndivo vanenge vachiti asi murume uyu akazviitirei. Saka mukadzi uyu anotobvuma kuti ane murume mhondi. Saka iwe before kuti nzvimbo dzakawanda-wanda unenge usasade kuenda. Dzimwe dzinotarisirwa kuti unge uripo semunhu wemudzimai. Saka uyu end up wa so selective even pashamwari.
Saka mukati ini chakanyanya kukusimbisa ichi panguva iyi?
Ini chakanyanya kukusimbisa kunyanya. 1, church. 2, my friend. Ndakaziva vanhu kutamba navo. Handishamwaridzana nevezera rangu vazhinji vacho. But ndakanga chakandirera kunge ndichishamwaridzana nevanhu vechikuru vabva zera like vatinoti ana gugu vaya. Ivo vaindisimbisa.
Aiwa, mashoko makukutu. Uyezve ndoziva kuti nhare yenyu iri kumboenda ichidzoka, saka motipa mazwi enyu ekupedzisira zvenyu. Kana muchikwanisa kutaura nechirungu, mombotidee nechirungu tisati tobva takuregedzai henyu tozotaura nemi munguva inotevera.
It's okay. My encouraging words to other fellow women, they need to be strong. They should focus on Jesus. They need to take care of their children. They should stay away from your things.
So now that now that your husband is back, what is the first meal that you cooked him when he got back? What did he want to eat?
Sadza. Vegetable.
Sadza and vegetable.
Yeah.
Okay. Were those his favorite foods before, or this is a new kind of favorite now? Okay. Now we'll catch up with you much later on, because I know your phone is not very clear at the moment, but thank you so much for your time.
You are much welcome.
Bye-bye. We were hearing this from Amai Mainge Hama, whose husband just got released from prison. So we caught up with her, but unfortunately her line, because of WhatsApp, you know, it had challenges, but we'll try and catch up with her again next time. But I know that you have Mai Barbara Tanyanyiwa, who also was saying, you know, she's running against time. So I think you can give her a chance to come into the program and also share with us some of the things, you know, that are happening to women within her party, I think.
Yes, Mav. Can you hear us, Ms. Tanyanyiwa?
Yes, I can.
Yes, you missed. We had the wife of Mr. Last Mainga Ham on the show here. She was talking about her husband and how she felt when he was in prison and what she did when he came back. We see that they were released recently. Some have been united with the Mr. Mainga Ham has been reunited with his family, but it wasn't the same for Mr. Matsoko. What can you say about the incarceration of those two and the impact it has had on their families?
Okay, thank you so much, Standeile. Well, firstly, I would want to air my disappointment to this government for incarcerating Last and Tunga for the crimes they did not commit 10 years down the line. It's very unfortunate, Standeile, and it's very painful to rot in jail knowing that you did not commit that crime. And what the government is doing to the opposition, it's not fair. They are abusing the constitution, they are abusing their powers. We've seen they are not the only ones. They are doing it to almost everyone who is opposing them, to almost every dissent, voice of dissent. We saw it to Hopewell, and we did it. Hopewell was discharged. He did not commit that crime. And back to Tunga and Last, yes, it's good for Last that they are still together with the wife. We say congratulations to this wife. She's brave, you know, it's very difficult. It's like we're just waiting for something that you don't know. Is it coming or is it coming alive? We know people died in jails. So I would like to say kudos to Last's wife. Not many women
get to do this. And as for Tunga, it's very unfortunate, you know, I know it pained me to say it. Worse, he did not even know that the wife was not there, and the relatives were saying we could not tell him whilst he was in jail because they feared that it was going to disturb him. And the relatives didn't know that he was going to be released soon, I think. So it pains. Imagine if it happened to you, or to your brothers, and they needed to say, you get out of jail, you are happy, I'm going home, I'm going to meet my wife, I'm going to meet my children, and you find the house is just deserted.
Yes. So, yeah. Yes, I was almost walking. Do you want to pass along a single very good tongue at tea? No, we're selling Moody, I love what they be watching. Connocting Jogger or Tassis.
We are one last and the yellow color. We follow the old chain, some wood done, old cool, who look away in Zarana, who last you, Tunga, Lamari, Kumile. Nina, I'm not celebrating over wearing a belanga babotwe, over Bapuma.
Yes, but we have heard the government saying police will be executing their duties. It's up to the courts to decide what's going on, and they have no direct, you know, impact on what happens at the courts. Do you believe that?
No, I don't believe that, because in Zimbabwe, there are no separation of powers. This is what we have been seeing all along. There are no separate powers. The judiciary, the legislature, in the executive, they're supposed to be three different arms of the government. But we are not seeing that. The judiciary is captured. The legislature is captured. The executive is abusing its powers. So the police, they will be acting. They are told what to do by the government, even if they know that what they are doing is wrong, but because they'll be acting on orders. Those people, you know, they act on orders. If they are told to jump, they don't ask how high, they just jump. So they'll be acting on orders. The judiciary will follow through with its captured. So the judiciary will also be acting on orders from the executive. The executive determines everything in Zimbabwe, and it's very unfortunate.
Yes, previously we heard ZANU-PF spokesman Simon Kayamoyo saying that his party, ZANU-PF, which is the ruling party, has nothing to do with the harassment of opposition party members, because they had complained that they are always being, you know, arrested and jailed you know, arbitrarily. But ZANU-PF and the police, the government has dismissed those claims. We see that we have seen these days that the women's branches are campaigning for the elections. We saw that throughout the country. How are they going through with their programs? Are they being harassed, or they are now able to gather and do whatever they want without arrests on charges that they are breaching the COVID-19?
Thank you so much, Sandile. First of all, I would want to pose a question to say, do you believe what Simon Kaya says? Who doesn't know the government operates? The government is of its people. And now they are saying they got nothing to do with Tunga and Lasti. Yet they know it very well. It was a way of silencing them. And I'm happy that the two guys, when they came out, they said they are going ahead with the struggle, and they admitted that it's part of the struggle. Every struggle has got its own casualties. These are the casualties of the struggle. They are determining to go. The women, they have activities that are going around in the country. Very soon, they are going to launch their 1 million women for Chamisa, where they are campaigning for new voters, women voters that are going to vote for MTC Alliance. And they had an activity at Ndomboshawa on the 5th, whereby they commemorating the World Environment Day, and there were some women who were arrested, despite the fact that they had a clearance from the police. They were arrested, but later released. What does this show us? It shows us that we are still in bondage. They are hiding on COVID-19, but we know exactly what is happening. We don't want the opposition to keep.
Yes, and you said you won't be staying with us much longer. How many more minutes do you have, and what's your last word? Do you want to tell Ayona? Ngokuthi abesifazana be-MDC bayenzani ukukhankasela ukhetho, njalo bazaphuma yini ngokuningi ukuzovota abesifazana?
Yebo, ngisathi ukuthi khona Sandile, omama be-MDC Alliance balenhlelo eziningi kakhulu ezokukhankasela ukuthi abantu bayirejista ukuthi bavote. Very soon bazalontsha i-program ye-1 million campaign, lapha bazabe campaignela ukuthi bedonse omama abatsha abangaze berejiste, labangazake bevote ukuthi bevote, bavotele i-MDC Alliance. Ngakho bengisakhuluma ukuthi khona asikakhululeke eZimbabwe mhlaka-5 omama babotshwa, kodwa baphinda bareliswa. Besenza i-World Environment Day eNdomboshawa. Bezama ukuthi bathanyele indawo yeNdomboshawa ibe clean, kodwa akuzange kwenzakala. I-government icatsha nge-COVID, kodwa sibona abantu bezanu nxa kuyikuthi bayakuthanda, kodwa i-COVID yakhona into esimangalisayo ukuthi i-affecta abantu be-opposite kuphela. ZANU-PF akula COVID ngoba bayakuthanda ini isikhathi lanxa bebanuli nganani bayabuthana, but asayisizwe kuthiwa kona abaharasiwe kumbe babotshiwe. Ngiyabonga Sithandekile, isikhathi sami
Before she goes, if she can just say something in Shona. I know she speaks Shona. Just 30 seconds about what she just said in the web.
Ungahambi-ke uyezwa Mrs. Tanyanya ukuthi ungakhuluma nje konke osukukhulumile ngamafitshane ngesishona. Yeah, ungafokhasa kubomama laba
bakhona zvakaitika kuna Tunga na Last. Tine murombo une zvakaitika hurumende ine zvekuita nezvino zvakaitika izvo, kuti vanongosungwa pasi vasina mhosva. Asi zvinorwadza zvikuru ngezvatunga uyo akasvika mudzimai wake aenda asingazvizivi, ende hama dzake dzakatadza kuti timuudze nekuti kaitya kubva ari mujere, zvinogona kukanganisa. Saka zvinhu zvinorwadza zvikuru. 1 million yekuti vavhotere MDC Alliance, matsva vasati vambovhota nematatu vanyorosa. Asi tiri kuti pakuita izvozvo, takaona government, atina shungu, waenda kuno taga, waenda kuno environmental day, kudungosha wanu, kusipani wakati wakati shungu.
We are tinga tibi vile mwe zano PF panya iyo ini mamu uma pato anupitisa star.
Yes, that was Barbara Tanyanyiwa, spokesperson for the MDC Alliance Women's Assembly National. Usesi chilege inute, gasoza azu zisikati so kutakubege elati ngoba kumele kukho nokunye okuphuthumayo. Yebo ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma kathesi, sicubungula ke okuningi okuphathelane le-COVID-19. Lapho ke unkosazana sengafiki ke ku-COVID-19, unkosazana Tanyanyiwa ke simbonile ekhuluma kulandela ukukhuluma kukankosikazi kamnumzana Last Mayinga Hama owe-MDC wababebotshiwe bahlala entolongweni okweminyaka elitshumi kodwa batholakala bengalacala abasanda ukukhululwa. Sezwa ke ukuthi umnumzana Mayinga Hama wafica ke unkosikazi wakhe labantwana bekhona bamamukela kodwa umnumzana Thungamirayi Matsokerele na wathi hayi wafica endlini sokutshaya ibhungane nje eseyimukile unkosikazi wakhe. Njalo babesesaba ukumtshela esejele ukuthi hayi unkosikazi usehambile, besesaba ukuthi uzamkhathaza kakhulu khona vele ejele kuvele kuhlukuluza. Ngakho bamfihlela ke ukuthi kulesehlakalo esinjalo, besekhuluma ke lentatheli izindaba ezitshela ukuthi wamdabula umoya kodwa kamgcone unkosikazi wakhe ngokuhamba ngoba kulukhuni wayengintombazana nje usakhulayo, kulukhuni ukuhlala engalamyeni wakhe. Yikho-ke lapha bede sisizwa bekhuluma ngakho njalo lokuthi konke lokho kubotshwa kuphatha njani abesifazane. Lanxa-ke unkosikazi Tanyanyiwa ekhulumile ukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF lohulumende weZANU-PF bahlukuluza abamabandla aphikisayo. Siyake sizwe ibandla leZANU-PF, siyake sizwe isikhulumeli umnumzana Simon Khamo esithi hayi bona abahlukuluzi abantu ngoba abantu bona amapholisa yiwo abe qhuba umsebenzi. Kodwa inuthi hayi nxa kungabe MDC kuyathiwa bephula izifundiso ze-COVID-19 kodwa beZANU-PF abezephuli. Kodwa esake sikhulume labo lapha beZANU-PF, sake sakhuluma lomnumzana Joseph Chume esithi labo bake bechithachithwe kumbe balelwe imvumo yokuthi behlangane ke becubungula ukuphathelane lokwebandla kumbeleke lani ngoba kuthiwa akumele beqhelelane bengasondelelani ukuze kumemetheke igcikwane le-COVID-19. Yebo-ke sikhuluma ngalo-ke leli gcikwane kuthiwa selimemetheka khona elizweni njalo izolo kodwa nje lokhu kube labantu abedlula ikhulu 111 labulala abangu-5. Uhulumende uthi asekhuphuka amanani abantu abahlaselwa yileli gciwane. Sibona njalo ukuthi asebemukele umjovo we-COVID-19 sebesedlula phela amakhulu azinkulungwane eziyisithupha i-689,920. Kukanti-ke wona vele bonke asebathola igciwane ke elizweni lonke selokhu laqhamukayo leli gciwane ngomnyaka odluleyo sebefika phose amachumi inkulungwane ezingamachumi amane i-39,432 kodwa isikho ukuthi yibo bonke laba abanawo abangu-36,917 sebasila okutsho ukuthi nje badlula inkulungwane ezimbili kancinyane abalalolu hlupho. Over to you, Mother.
Apho tsangathi kunzwa mumwe wedu Sandakile angari kutaura iye zviri kuitika panyaya 19 wanga wachitaurawo zvakare pamusoro pezva vari kuti ivo zviri kuitika mune dzimwe nzvimbo patiri kuona kuti mamiriro akaita denda iri recovid-19 ari kuramba achikwira pari zvino uyezve tinoona kuti guta rekwekwe pari zvino takaona gurukota rezvekufambiswa kwemashoko vachizivisa ivo kuti pari zvino nzvimbo yekwekwe ichaenderera mberi iri mulockdown sezvo vari kutyira kuti pangangove paine variant iye inobva kuindia. So there we, a star was just giving us an update on the current COVID-19 situation in the country, not forgetting that we saw the Minister of Health coming up and informing the public that they will continue the lockdown in Kwekwe, because as they said, the variant that is actually coming, that was detected in Kwekwe. I'll read what the Minister of Information and Publicity said. We saw the Mai Mchangwa say the cabinet has approved that the lockdown in Kwekwe be extended by a further 2 weeks. This comes in the wake of a surge in positive cases in the city. The Indian variant has been detected in some of the new cases. So this information came courtesy of the Ministry of Health. This must have been their Twitter page. So apatikona isuzwa ngazviri kutaurwa nezvegurukota rekufambiswa kwemashoko. Amai Monica Mchangwa vachitaura ivo vachitsindira kuti ivo nemamwe makurukota emukabinet vakange vati ivo vapa chisungo chekuti kuvharwa kweguta rekwekwe kuenderere mberi sezvo vanga vari kuti ivo nyaya yedenda recovid-19 munzvimbo iyi. Uyezve vachitaura kuti denda iri iro rinobva kuIndia yavanoti Indian variant rakange raonekwa munzvimbo iyoyi pane avo vanga vari kubata denda iri recovid-19 imomo munzvimbo yekwekwe. Saka vakaona zvakakodzera kuti vaendere mberi vachiwanikwa vachiita kuti guta iri rekwekwe rirambe rakavharwa. Saka ndozvimwe zvanga zviri kuitika iro svondo rino. Uyezve tinoona kuti imwe nyaya huru iri kunetsa vazhinji inyaya yekuputswa kwedzimba. Takaona isu guta reHarare uyezve nerechitungwiza vachiti ivo vari kuwanikwa vachiputsa dzimba idzi sezvo zvimwe zvivakwa zvisina kuvakwa panokodzera. Saka tichamboridza vhidhiyo tichiona isu zvanga zviri kuitika kune dzimwe takaona isu kuputswa munzvimbo dzakadai sekutumiriro nguva yakura kuzvikuHarare. Tiri kuona zvakanga zviri kuitika uyezve zvichiri kuenderera mberi, asi tinonzwa kuti nyaya iyi yakwidzwa kumatare edzimhosva. Tambotaura naamai Alice Diana vanobva ivo kuvheya vekuchitungwiza Residence Trust Association vachiti ivo nyaya iyi yanga itori iyo kumatare muzuva ranhasi kuti kumiswa kwezvivakwa izvi kumbomira. Asi regai tinzwe hurukuro yakaitwa neStudio 7 navatafadzwa muguti vachitaura ivo kuti zvakamira sei. Ava ndivo mukuru anoona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa muHarare nemunzvimbo dzakatenderedza Harare. Vakaita ivo hurukuro nemutori wedwenhau
munyika muno vari kurarama nemibato yamaoko avo, kutengesa madomasi, kutengesa mirivo. Vari kurarama nokutengesa zvavanoveza, masofa, macheya nezvimwe zvakasiyana siyana. Vanotengesa nhumbi nyange dziri sharu, asi ndo zvinogonekwa navanhu ende vanhu vari kuzvitenga kuti vanhu vaone kurarama. KuHarare nekuchitungwiza kune murume anonzi Muguti ari kutuma mapurisa nevamwe vanhu vehurumende kunotsvaga misika yavanhu. Unodotora madomasi avanhu avari kutengesa nemirivo yavo zvichiita kuti vanhu vabve vasararama. Izvi zvinonyadzisa.
Kusei muchidaro vazvidzai? Nekuti hurumende kairi kuti haingaregedze vanhu vachiita madiro aJojina vachivaka musika pose pose vamwe pedyo pedyo nemigwagwa.
Munyatsoziva kuti zvinji zvese zviri kurarama imomo mufomo weikonomi. Saka pachinhambo chokuti tiswere tichirwisa vanhu vanoshayiwa varombo, tinofanira kuita maprogiramu okurwisa rombo.
Ende api ari
maprogiramu okugadzirisa panotenderwa navanhu, maprogiramu okugadzirisa kuita sanitation infrastructure panotenderwa vanhu, uyewo vanhu varipo kunotengesa kwete nokundo zvasarudzo yavo. Vanhu vanoda mabasa akabvakuna, vanhu vanoda kunoshandawo kumaindastriosa akabvaka.
Aiwa, kutanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vaseso zvezai, asi regai tinzwe kuti
vanhu vazhinji munyika muno vari kurarama
zvii zviri kuitika
taiaavanhu vari kuzvitenga kuti vanhu vaone kurarama. kuharare nekutipundisa kune murume anonzi Mugutu ari kutuma mapurisa
odzo indeyava yavazvizvai asi tichaunza zvakare vamugutu avatinzwiwo kuti ivo vari kuti chii nenyaya iyi iri kutaurwa nekuti vazhinji vari kuti ivo havasi kufara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu nyanya panyaya iyoyi yekuti vanhu vari kuputsirwa dzimba nekuti vamwe vari kutoti ivo vanenge vaine mapepa avo ekuti vakatenga nzvimbo idzodzi dzekuvakira tonzwa zvakare pane mumwe musangano wakaitwa iwo nezuro kunzvimbo yenoton uko takaonawo kune vatingati gurukota rezvedzimba vachitaurawo pamusangano iwoyu pamusoro pezvivakwa zvavari kuti zvichavakwa kunoton uyezve vachiti ivo vanhu havazowanikwa vachiputsirwa dzimba dzavo regai tinzwe kuti vakati chii
nevanouya vanouya vaive vachita vachiparidza here shoko rinazvindindi hatisi kudairo ndiri matauramedza kuti 2023 5 million votes 5 million minimum na Zimbabwe ine 14 million vanhu pa14 million vanhu zvikuta 10 million zvamakaomanga 5 million zvekutara mazorara nezvamukano tongobata 5 million ndonge tarara nezvamukano asi tikaita zvatakadzidziswa negwara remusangano ratiita kuti tiuye pano tironge zvatiri kuronga ii ndinoona tibudire pane ari kubvunza kutouya anenge anopenda ari kutaura zvemusangano iye ari kuhurumende hurumende mwana wazvarwa nemusangano aiaita mumaeeemaeandaitaura ikarakata vanhu payakarakata vanhu yakagati vamutanga vachiumbai hurumende kana maumba hurumende mochigadzirisa maprogiramu ese nemaprogiramu ari munyikaya tiri vana vemusangano munopuwa mitemo nemusangano ndine chirongwa chatiri kumhanya nacho tiri kuminisi ematoiri ekumaro
we're hearing there from the Ministry of Housing, Daniel Garwe. He was speaking at a project that they launched yesterday in Vua, and he was saying that for that project, he's saying that he is doing it on behalf of ZANU-PF, and it looks like one of the campaigning has already started for the election. So he was explaining to those that came to that meeting in Vua yesterday that as for him, although he's a government minister, he is still a ZANU-PF member. So we had brought this up in the wake of what we're seeing, the demolitions that have been occurring in Harare and Chitungwiza, and how people have been out there, you know, saying the government should step in and do something. So we saw the Minister of Housing actually coming in and saying they are launching a housing program in Rua. They launched it yesterday, and he assured the residents there that that housing project will not be demolished, so if we'll watch and see what happens. Let's start.
Yeah, well, okay, marvelous. Whilst we are still waiting for our other guests to say she will join us shortly, Debra Mkasa, watch out for her. Sizwake lapho ukuthi kulolunye udaba njalo soluthinte kubi imondi imdeni yabantu eChitungwiza le Harare, lapho abantu abadilizelwa khona impahla zabo. Izindlu zabo belahlekelwe zimpahla abanye bathi hayi lokhu phela sokufanana nomrambathwina kungani abantu bephathwa njalo abantu abayekelwe belezakhiwo zabo sibonile njalo ukuthi abanye udaba lolu solwakhwezwa emthethwandaba ngoba abantu besithi awulunganga ukuthi kwakhiwe kodwa yena ikhansil yalelo dolobho ithi abantu abalandelanga imithetho lapho kusakhiwa phela kule mithetho leyi eyamakhansil okuthiwa ngama-by-laws okumele abantu bayalandela sikokuthi umuntu engakha ingqeko ngaphi lapha afuna ukwakha khona yilo-ke olunye udaba lolu oluhluphayo osoluthwalise abantu amagabha avuzayo yebo-ke okwakhathesi-ke silindele ukuthi unkosazana-ke Debra Mkasa asixhase lapha kuhlelo lwethu kodwa lokho singamboni lapha ngcono simtshayeleke ucingo sizwe ukuthi yena kuhamba njani kumbe yenelisa yini kusixhasa kumbe ikenelisi uzasitsholole uzasitshela ke yena ukuthi uhamba njani.
Hello.
Hello, yebo ke lapha ke sesilo nkosikazi Debra Mkasa. Uyenelisa yini ukungena kuhle?
Ngingenile kodwa ngiyabuzwa.
Oh, kodwa uyasizwa?
Yebo, ngiyabuzwa.
Oh, thina kodwa sikubone, kodwa awuboni lutho. I-camera yakho i-on.
I-camera yami on, bengizibona
mina. Oh, uyazibona?
Ubona.
Oh. Hawu, kanti manje kungani singeneli. Hayi, sithemba uzangena ke kathesi. Ungabona usungenile ke ngiza lahla ucingo lwakho.
Sir, I can see her, but her camera is not on, so carry on and speak to her on the phone.
Okay, but I think so her audio can work too on the online, right? Yebo ke ungakhuluma ke nkosikazi Debra Mkasa, aren't you asizwa? No, I think I've lost her. Let me try and get back to her. I wonder what the problem could be, or she could try and log in again.
Yes, we were trying there to get Barbara Mukasa, who's actually the head of a vendors association in Bulawayo. But as you know, technology works like that. I know she's trying to log in, but we can't see her. She hopefully, will be able to communicate with her. But I can see that she's logged in, but we can't see her. But anyway, we're carrying on and just looking at some of the issues that are facing women during this COVID-19. We had there most women, especially in Chitungwiza. We had earlier on a conversation with Alice Diana Kuvea of the Chitungwiza Residents Association, saying that most women were really affected by this what we say, the demolitions, because most of them were actually vendors who were vending in areas that were demolished. And as she said, that they've actually taken the Chitungwiza Council to the courts. So we will be trying to also hear back from her on what the outcome was of the court ruling. But this is an issue that is troubling a lot of organizations during this time of COVID. But let me bring Star up again and see if she's been able to get my Debra, have you been able to get her?
Yebo ke ungasichazisela ukuthi khona ngapho ke edolobheni labo Bulawayo lapho ukuthi lingathi amapolisa angabe elo ebambe abantu ngesandla esilukhuni yini kumbe bekufanele.
Okay, ngiyabonga umphathi wohlelo. Ngiyanizwa?
Ye, uyazwakala, ungaqhubeka, uzwakala ucacile.
Indaba leyo yamakhombi, ngibona engathi amapholisa asebambe abanikazi bamakhombi, even nama-drivers, even nama-towns, ngesandla esibukhulu. Phambilini siye sakhuluma thina njenge-Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association ekhangele i-informal sector yonke, whether ngedriver kumbe ne-cross border kumbe neyaphiyeni yathunga, ukuthi kakube lama-policies akhangelwayo asebenzayo eZimbabwe. Ukhanya ngathi ama-policies akhona la emthetho ekhona eyafakwayo kudala ngohulumende ngama-policies vele angekho friendly free ngama-policies lana akudala abantu ababesazivikele kuseselabobhatha kuseselabo-G and D kuseselabo-railways. Ama-policies lawo kakhangeli kakhulu ukuthi sesitshintshile impilo sesiphila kiyo isintshintshile, abantu ngabanamsebenzi, abantu badinga ukudla berenze food on the table. Ukuthi kufuze uhulumende etshintshe ama-policies ebe yiwona lana akhangelayo both angles, ukuthi yona i-government iyathola yini inzuzo at the end of the day onjengo-tax, ubezosithi labo abantu ngapha bayathola yini i-food on the table. So le ndlela ephathwe ngayo ngamapholisa mina hhayi ayingithandisanga kakhulu, ukuthi bonke it takes two to dance. So lapha vele amapholisa adise ngendlela engayisiyo, plus nalabo abona labo bamakhombi labo badise ngendlela engayisiyo, but kuyukuthi balendlala i-government iyaphuza ukurieta ezintweni ezinjengazona lezi, ukuthi kanyele ukuthi abantu bona ngoba baphila njani. Nganazelela uzukho, yes of course ukhona, but amabhasi zakhona mandutshana. Isevisi yakhona ishuna vele ingaphathi kuhle abantu, ngaswaye ngisosuka nalawo ama-combis akhona. And ama-combis lawa vele ekuqaliseni ezevalwe ayevele ethelile evele elelungelo labo lokuthi bengene emgwaqweni, baphinga ukukhunywa nje. Akuzange kube ne-consultation yokuthi hhayi
Yes, siyabona njalo ukuthi amapolice wona ayagcona kakhulu abachayeli bamakhombi laba laba bathi batshintsha imali ngokungekho emthethweni yibo kade bebaqophile njalo abanye bebesithi bakhala ngokuthi kuvele kulezigebengu ezihlophileyo ezibamba abantu inkunzi khonapha edolobheni lakobulawayo ndingathi ngabe amapolisa gijimisa kakhulu labo yini ngoba lalaba bathi bayiphula umthetho phela abangasebenza ngokungekho emthethweni
ukuthi uhlupho problem ukuthi kunjani i-government yethu iyakhuluma kakhulu but inga-acti singakhangela osiphatheleni for example bake bagijimiswa ngalesinye isikhathi but kathesi ipolisi futhi yezimali leyo ebuyileyo ukuthi abantu abasavunyelwe ukuthi bethenge nge-US dollar kumbene ngerandi ezidulu i-rate yakhona esiphansi lokho i-rate lena egazetted whereas ngapha osiphatheleni sebesiba baningi ufanele ukuthi uyathi ungena ko-okay u-20 randi lapha ngibona u-20 ukuze i-US dollar behle lokugama so i-government iyabulala enye isektha ipromote enye isektha okwakhathesi isipromotile osiphatheleni and osiphatheleni bangona abaningi to tell the truth ungananzelela ungalandelela impilo yabo i-history yabo uzathola ukuthi ngomama vele baphekela bona amapolisa ngomama sibele obaba ngomama bebezimuli nabamapolisa so ifind ukuthi vele ukusebenza kwethu ezimbabwe laphana sokusiya ngokuthi vele kathe sikudeshwa ipituni bengakhona ngibona amapolisa sebetagetile awusay that angazi mani izaugijinyezangazi sebetagetile imali yabo abayifunayo sebetshintsha sebesiyangena kwenye iposition okwakhathesi beyanawo lokuze sebekhuthaza osiphatheleni bona laba ukuthi bebe-on the ground sibeze sikhuluma ngakhona lokho okwamajoro besakhuluma ukuthi izupho kayenelisi plus ukuthi singananzelela izupho isetirisk siyagadala izupho lana sigcwale sifake phakathi bese sikwashe njengama-potatos akusanitizwa akuyenzwani namabhasi ankhona ngazale ngabo nefumugetho njengokuba khona kwathi ngokubuya wonto ifomasi ingahlalahlala kumele ifumugethe izindawo zabo but izukhwangaze ngiyibona ukuthi amabhasi nankanaspreyiwe kumbeni sithi singena sathole vele enomnuko omutsha ukuthi kuspreyiwe for i-covid or whatever so angazi ukuthi vele i-government isebenza njani lazi nokuthi nxa ithageta vele ukuthi ithagetike ukuthi iyabe ifunane kahle kahle
kodwa bona abathengisayo kathesi amalunga yena asebenza kuhle awaphonge ubotsha amahlayana nje bayaziphandela
abathengisayo kwalezi nsuku kungathi kunganeno ngoba siloko sikhulumisana nje sithi kanzini angithi ukuthi kuyi-100% baloko begijinyiswa kodwa abagijinyiswa yibona laba kanjani abangakabili amalungelo abangenama-license abangenela izindawo zokuthengisela so soko sikhulumisana nohulumende wethu siphinde sikhulumisane lama-supervisors obulawayo sikhulumisana nokansini ukuthi ngayi yadinga phela izindawo njengoba ngikhuluma kunje namhlanje besine-to laba besithi kansili nathi thina ama-stakeholders sibona izindawo sihamba sibatshenisa ukuthi khayena nini izindawo lezi ezinje ayenembers club izindawo enzingentumba nesixini sibatshenisa ukuthi khayena nithi abantu bahlezi njani bathengisa njani so i-city council layo layizama ukuthi i-speed up idinga izindawo ibangenise ezindaweni okwakhathe singeke kulokhu kukhona i-cate and mouse lokuzelela leyo ukuthi kuyagijinyiswana amapholisa e-city council okwakhathe singawagijimisa ukuthi bayagijimisa bagijimisa nxa bebona ukuthi vele kawubadizi kanti okukhona okukhona emphakathini ukudizwa kuphela 2 weeks ago bengikhosekuthile laphana ukubona amapholisa uzulu amavendi ozosithi lapha sebebuyile kunomgodla ohamba sebebephiwa izimali begqemethini imali befaka emgodleni bephiwa ngasese so ukugwelegwele bukhona futhi esithi kanzela ukugwelegwele bukhona nemapholiseni ukuthi nxa ningasaphiwa ngoba ukuthi babane lapha lani isivalamlomo kukhanya vele hayi yikho lapho kukhanya zokugijinyiswayo vele lokho kwamakhombi zishiwa besicela ukuthi ngazi ukuthi i-government iyabona ngelihle libanzi
Maybe, sir, if you can just ask her to say, tell us the same thing in Shona, because I'm not sure if she can hear me.
Thank you so much. Apotanga chukunzwa kubakuna amai Debra Mkasa. Vashitaura iwo pamsoro pemamiriro akaita nyaya yevanoita kutyaira makombi kubulawayo sa.
Ekupotapota niko ino lapha edolobheni lakobulawayo. Kuyini enikubonileyo ke lamhlanje okusithi like lapotapota lecouncil? Kuyini okunye lixoxe ngako? Singakhuluma ngeSingisi. Last time you said the some of the vendors are now using online and other, you know, channels instead of going to the streets because of COVID-19. How is the situation now?
So far, our members for BVTA, they are working in relationship with the online local dealers. They are saying it's fine and it's good, although they are having other challenges of maybe data and whatever. And we have got a consortium which we have able to since May, which deals with the watering or even selling the goods. Those who cook it and they are in it, they are saying it's working for now. But although they have got those minor challenges of maybe data and maybe if you get someone as a business person, maybe you are selling maybe potatoes, for example, and someone maybe in Chivu or maybe in Harare, or even in Cholosho says she or he wants those potatoes. So to get the products to go there, that's a big challenge. But so far they are having Amakut markets, which they are dealing, especially with this app of seasonal, which we introduced. And some they are using, of course, on our WhatsApp groups, which is maybe internal. What I mean with internal, I say maybe if you are in the same lab, like maybe I stay in lab 29 and someone in lab 29 is selling a product, we can rehearse it, see each other and sell to each other. So that's how
vendors
are doing their businesses.
Okay, and what about the currency, the money? How is it working? We know that there's a new instrument now that is criminalizing, you know, quoting the goods in US dollars. Is it workable now for the vendors to go and buy their products in bulk and sell them and obtain profits?
For now, it's not workable because the rate which is the government is using is not the rate which the vendors are using to sell. You find that most of the products now, they've gone up. We were selling, for example, cooking oil, maybe $3.50. So now we are forced to get that small profit. We are forced to sell maybe $4.20 or $4.25. So the rate which is being used as a government gazette and the rate which we are, you know, negotiating with the customers down, it makes the vendors have some loss instead of profits.
Okay, over to you, Marvelous.
I wapo tikunzwa kubva kuna amai Debra Mkasa vachitaura iwo matambudziko ari kusangana nevanotengesa mumigwagwa panyaya yatinoona iye yerate. Vari kutaura iwo kuti mitengo yezvinhu yati kwirei nekuti vanhu vanenge vari kuda kuti vakwanise kunge vachizoona kuti vangashandise marate up, nekuti tinoona kuti hurumende yakati iyo vanhu vanofanira kunge vaakushandisa mabank rates. Asi tiri panyaya yekuputsirwa kwezvivakwa, takwanisa kubata muzvare Linda Masarira vebato reLead vari kutaura ivo maonero avo ezvavari kuti zvatinoona zviri kuitika. Apo tinoona kuti pane dzimba dziri kuwanikwa dzichipwanywa muguta reHarare kune kuchitungisa regaitiuzwe kuti vari kuti chinyii.
Panguva ino yatiri hatione chiri chimuro kana chimukidzo chakanaka, nekuti chagara mukati wedhiakomodhesheni kutoshaiko sekugara chaipo. Zvakare aya ari kunziwa ilegal section. Tikatarisa kuti mabasa chaiwo haasiwanika, ndopakutoraramira kuti takawanda tingagone kunowanawo mari dzemasfees nezvakadaro. Ndinoona sekunge zvakakosha kumadzidziso kuti avo vari kuti vakuita mailegal taxshop kana kuti havasi kuoparidza zviri pamutemo kuti zvii zvavanofanirwa kugadzirisa kuti vagone kunoramba vachienderera mberi nemabhizinisi avo iwaya. Dzimwe nedzenguva hurumende haifanira kuramba yakateedzera mitemo yakaiswa nguva yatanga takapambwa pfuma navarungu patanga tiri mucolonization. Mitemo inofanirwa kusandurwa kuti gone nochengetedzo zvavo zvezimbabwe kuti vagone kunozvigadzirirawo pfuma yavo. Takaramba mitemo kubatsiwa kana yakatora kwadokta kuvarungu hazvisi kupa chimiro zvakanaka zvakare uye hazvisi kunakidza kuti Zimbabwe iri mukuzvitonga kuzere sekurwiwa kwakaitwa hondo yerusununguko dai vakanga vakagara pasi vaiedza kugadzirisa mitemo iyi iri oppressive depressive and suppressive
apo aiwa tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna muzvare linda masarira vesangano relid vanga vari kutaura ivo mazwi avo pamusoro pekututswa kwezvivako kwatiri kuona zvichiitwa kunyanya mataskshop kunzvimbo dzakadai sekuchitungwiza nemuharare saka vanga vari kuti dai hurumende yakwanisa kunge ichiwanikwa ichidzokera kuti inonyatsotarisa kuti mitemo yacho iyi iri kutaurwa ndeipi uyezve ingagadziriswa sei nekuti panguva ino yecovid-19 nezvimwewo zvakanyanyooma kunyanya zvakaomera madzimai panyaya yekuti vawanikwe ivo vachiputsirwa kwavanotengesera pangeve pari pamataskshop kana pane zvimwewo tanzwa zvakare muzvare diana kuzeya vekuchitungwiza residence trust vachitaura ivo kuti ichokwadi kunzvimbo iyoyi kwakatowanikwa kuchiputswa zvivakwa zvemataskshop vanotengesera nyanya madzimai nevamwewo uyezve vanhu ava vari kutotarisana nenzara panguva inoyi uyezve tichitarisa kuti kunguva yecovid-19 zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka saka tichange tiri kudzokazve tichizonzwa kuti ivo vekumatare vazoti chii nekuti taona muzuva ranhasi masangano iwaya vakadai sekanzuru reHarare nechitungwiza vachiendeswa kumatare edzimhosva kuti vawanikwe vachimisa chiitiko ichi chekuramba vachiputsa zvivakwa nyanya mataskshop munzvimbo yemuHarare nemuchitungwiza aiwa so this is what's been happening we heard there Linda Masarira castigating the government saying that the government should go back to the dressing board to see what laws it is that some of these taskshop owners were getting their taskshop raised to the ground especially in Harare and Chitungwiza and to see how to reform these so that's what we were hearing there from Linda Masarira of LID. Your word there sir and we've actually got a minute left so let's just round up and come to the end of this program.
Yabo ke siyabonga mabela silapho ke besisizwa ke unkosikazi Linda Masarira la ekhuluma efaka wakhamazwi ke ngokubhidliswa kwezakhiwo zeHarare leChitungwiza ukuthi abantu basola bathi kathi yiphi imithetho ephulwayo lapho ke sizokhansi yona bona kuthiwa kwephulwa ama-bylaws kule udaba lwangkhona nje alucacanga ngoba kuningi okukhulunywa ngakho kodwa ke hhayi siyathanda ukubonga abahlonitshwa bethu abasixhasileyo kulolu hlelo beselo nkosikazi Barbara Tanyanyiwa isikhulumeli sebandla le-MDC Alliance kwabesifazana njalo sibe lo nkosikazi Debra Mugasa yena ke oyisiphathamandla senhlanganiso yebulawayo Vendors and Traders Association besixhasala ke lapha kuhlelo besichasisela okuningi okuthiyineyo siyathemba ukuthi lizasijoyina njalo kuhlelo lethu ngeviki ezayo ngesikhathi esifanayo ngolwesine mina ke endivalelisayo yimi kusithembekile Mhlanga ngikhonapha ke eWashington DC.
Thank you so much to our guests as what Star was just saying, to also add Linda Masarira who came in last minute, who also weighed in on the situation of the demolitions in Harare and Chitungwiza. And we'd also like to thank those that are live streaming with us, although you must know that this is a pre-recorded program. So by the time you watch what you're watching, some of the figures we gave you regarding COVID-19 cases may have changed. I'm Marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.